November 17th. The Suez Canal. Good for the British Empire. On this day in 1869, the Suez Canal opened to shipping. The canal is 100 miles long, of which 75 miles were excavated by an estimated 30,000 workmen. Nowadays, an average of 50 ships per day pass through it. The canal was a great boost in the days of the British Empire, as ships travelling to India and the eastern colonies no longer had to make the long trip round Africa via the Cape of Good Hope. They used to say that the sun never set on the British Empire, but that's not the case today. Rudyard Kipling is called the poet of empire. Here is his poem addressed, oddly, to the USA, when their influence was increasing worldwide. I think he was trying to draw on the British experience. It's called The White Man's Burden. Take up the white man's burden, send forth the best ye breed. Go send your sons to exile, to serve your captives' need. To wait in heavy harness, on fluttered folk and wild, your new-caught sullen peoples, half-devil and half-child. Take up the white man's burden, have done with childish days. The lightly proffered laurel, the easy ungrudged praise, comes now to search your manhood through all the thankless years, cold-edged with dear-bought vision, the judgment of your peers. Today I give thanks for the British Empire, for all its faults.
I'm in love with you.